Good evening. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank God for today, as it's a beautiful Thursday. The time is exactly 6 o'clock CET Central Time. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo, on our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. Let me welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in now. I want to say to you that feel welcome. It's going to be awesome. And I believe that the Heavenly Father is going to help us. Heavenly Father is going to restore us, because you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, the song that is playing in the background, It's a song by Elijah Oyelinde. I'm going higher and higher and higher. I'm going higher and higher and higher. Now, as I speak now, I believe and I know that there are people who are already on their way to work. Some they are coming from work. Some they are stuck in the traffic. But I want to say to you that as you are on the road listening to us, we are with you in that traffic. We are with you as you're driving. Time to meditate on our daily show that we're having. It start at 6 o'clock until 2100 CET Central Time until 2100 CET Central Time. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul. Whatever that it takes for the soul. Remember, every time when we start our show, we start our show by prayer, by praying, asking God to be with us. That is what we are going to do. Now, we're just going to play the song. The song is just saying, "Let your will be done." With that song, we'll be praying, asking God to come and be with us, asking God to come and be with us into this show. Now, let's just play this song. The song saying that "Let Your Will Be Done" by Jimmy D. As the song continue to pray, and the song continue to play, we will pray and invite God to come and be with us tonight. Enjoy the song "Let Your Will Be Done" by Jimmy D from his album Mighty Men of War, a welfare worship project.
Let your will be done in my life. Oh, let your will be done. Will be done. Let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done. Jesus, have your way.
Jordan, we invite you this afternoon, this evening, on our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. Father, I pray, I'm saying, baby, let your spirit come and help us. Let your will be done in the studio tonight. With whatever that we'll be talking about, we invite the Holy Spirit. We invite your presence to come and be with us. We invite you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Daddy, we are ready. We want to hear you, Lord, when you speak to us. We want to hear, Lord, when you guide us. We want to hear you, Lord, when you correct us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord, and we pray that let your will be done in our life. Let your will be done in our family. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you because you are the Lord. We thank you because you are Alpha and Omega. We thank you because you are the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. That let your will be done. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father Lord. Thank you, Master God. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wherever that you are, you can say amen as well. Now, as I told you, last night we spoke about banish emotion stress from your mind and put away pain from your body. For youth and the prime of life are fluttering. Now, we're going to continue with the same thing, but I just want to say to you that wherever that you are listening to Vital Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, let me just read this before we continue. I'm going to read this about us. It's saying, by the grace online radio, just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. The station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a joy in heaven when one soul repent. Spirit uplifting radio, soul revive radio, life change radio, mind revive radio, stress free radio, where the gospel is preached, where undiluted gospel preached. I charge you therefore, go and the Lord. Okay, I charge you therefore, God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearance and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse number 1 to 2. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse number 9. The station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. That is who we are. I wanted to read it that you can understand that we are by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. You can interact with us tonight in a studio on the following number. You can just say +27 83 289 4658 +27 83 289 4658 or you can say +27 269 2731. In other words, you can use those number to call us, or you can WhatsApp using the very same number that I give you, +27 83 289 4658. Then you just WhatsApp us. or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you chat to us and we are online. Or you go to our Skype, you say BTGM Radio, then you chat to us. It is a beautiful Thursday. Things were happening on the news, all over the news. I hope that you read the news, but I'm not going to talk about those. And I'm just saying things were happening during the day. People have read the news. Now, I just want to say to you, as you are listening to us, and I believe that God is going to uplift your soul. I believe that God is going to restore your heart and restore your soul. I believe that God is going to remove the stress that you are having right now. I believe that God is going to remove that burden that you are carrying. Because sometimes we are carrying a heavy burden that it is very difficult for us to walk or to do things because it is heavy for us. Now I believe that the Heavenly Father, God of Israel, God who created heaven and earth, will be able to help us. He will be able to remove that yoke that is troubling us. And I believe that God is going to restore your soul. Now, we are going to read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 11, verse number 10. That's where we are going to read tonight, as we will be talking much on the issue of stress. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11, verse number 10. And that is where we are going to read tonight on our show, Time to Meditate. Now, let me ask you this question. How was your day? How was your day? People already today, they were preparing for tomorrow because I heard that they say tomorrow it's what we call Black Friday. They are saying tomorrow it's a Black Friday. So people, they are preparing. That's what people they were talking about today. They are talking about the Black Friday for tomorrow. Now I'm just asking you this question, whoever who have just listened us from all over the world, wherever that you are, you may be in your car driving, I'm saying to you, how was your day? How was your day? What is that you have learned? What is that you have gained? If we say this day must go back, will you want this day to go back? Or will you want this day to pass because of the way things have happened? Because maybe things didn't go the way you planned that they're gonna go. Things didn't go the way that you thought that they're gonna be. But we believe that Heavenly Father, God of Israel, will be able to restore and help you. Okay? We believe that God will restore your heart and restore your soul. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11. That's a scripture that we are going to read. Now, as I'm making you be prepared, open the scripture that we are going to read so that you can flow with me. What we're gonna do is, we're just gonna play the song. This song that is saying God of Wonders, then we'll continue when you come back. Thank you. Adonai, we bow and we worship you. We bow and we worship you. He is God and he will always remain God. Wherever you are, you can just give God the hands of praise and praise him and give him the praise, because he deserves the praise, because he is God of wonders. He does not share his glory with anyone. He does not share his throne with anyone. He will always reign. He will always be God. Our God, Yahweh, we bow before you, Lord, and lift your voice and give him the praise. Now, you are just listening to the voice of Pastor John Mamawolo on our daily show that we are doing. The show that starts at 1800 CAT Central African Time until 2100 CAT Central African Time. And the name of this show is called Time to Meditate, where we meditate, where we reflect of whatever that we reflect of the day. Meaning whatever, now, it's like, when I normally, every time when I say that, it's like we are marking our own script. We're marking our own script to see that what I was supposed to do, have I done it? Now, from in the morning when you woke up, I believe that there were things that you told yourself that you want to achieve them. I believe there are things that when you wrote down, you said to yourself that I want to see myself achieving this and this and this. Now, as because it's the time where we're reflecting, we see that what we're supposed to achieve, did we achieve it? If not, what we do is, in other words, what we will be doing is, we will be correcting it. We will be saying that, okay, tomorrow when I start my day, I want to start my day on a high note. Each and every morning when we wake up in having that I want to see myself achieving this. I know that as I speak now, maybe you went to an interview today. You went to the interview, and when you were there, you had this thing in mind that the post is mine. Or maybe you just got the results from the interview that you went last week, and they tell you that you are not the right candidate. They say to you that you are not the right candidate. And now, the way things are, you feel like, but why? I mean, you feel like, but why would they say that? Why would they say that? Because I felt that that post is mine. I felt that I have nailed it. Maybe you there were things that you have applied for another house somewhere. Unfortunately, they did not give you that house, and now you are stressed. You are saying, but why? But let me tell you that everything, it has its own purpose. Whatever that happens for a reason. If we can understand the issue of saying whatever that is happening, it is happening because of a reason. There's a reason why you did not get that post. There's a reason why you did not get that promotion. There's a reason why you did not get that house. When you can say, but that house was mine, and the way I got things, but there's a reason to that. You can say that, but that house was gonna be mine. But unfortunately, things didn't go the way you have planned. Now, I want to say to you that don't give up yet. Continue to submit those CV. Continue to apply. And your job is coming. Don't give up. I know that each and every morning you are wake up and you are going to work. But I want to say to you that hang it there. Don't, you are wake up in the morning. In your mind, you said, I'm going to market place. I'm going to submit my CV, but you have submitted. Maybe some, as I speak now, there are people from January. They've been submitting the CV. Nothing is happening. But I just want to say to you that don't give up yet. Don't give up all from the 1st of October or from the 1st of November. You started submitting your CV. You did whatever that you did, but still you are not receiving the work. They are calling people that you went with you. They don't call you. But I want to tell you that God is there with you. He knows your situation. He knows your situation. His time is not our time. His time is not our time. His time is not our time. And because of that, it has cost you a lot of stress. Sometimes you end up being saying to yourself that it's better if I die, or it's better if I kill myself. It's better because you're not getting what you wanted to get. Now I know that each and every one of us, we are having what we call the goals, what we want to achieve, what we want to get. I know that as I speak now, in your mind, you have this a big goal that you want to open a business and you want to have 1, 2, 3, 4. But I want to say to you that hang it there. Continue with that goal that you're having. Don't just leave it. Continue with it, because one day result that the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. You can interact with us on the following number. Our WhatsApp number is +27 289 4658, +27 289 4658. Or what you can do is you can WhatsApp us. Use the very same number to WhatsApp us. You just say +27 83 289 4658, or in South Africa you just say 03 289 4658. Or what you can do is you can even Skype us on VTGM Radio, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then you continue to chat to us. There's the chat to us. It's saying speak to us. We are online. You put your email address, you put your name, you chat to us with whatever that you wanna say. If you wanna say something, you are welcome to do that. If you wanna ask us a question, you are welcome to do so, because you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is exactly 6:30, 18:30 CAT Central Time. I tell you that we are going to read in the book of Ephesians chapter 11, verse number 10. Now we will read it with the different translation, so that translation meaning different visions, then so that you can understand where we're going. Now allow me to do this, and after that we will continue. Just allow me to go to a break, and after that break, when we come back from the break, we will continue.
Time to meditate.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus.
Oh, God will lift you up. On your mame, Narekelem Jiribia.
You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Narekelem. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough. Narekelem.
Chukuna Gwamarele, when you hear, you hear completely. Narekelemo. Chukuma Ogumo, isi ingengile. Narekelemo.
What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Hey, what shall I render to Jehovah? He has done so very much for me.
Hey, Nara, Nara, Narekele, Narekele.
Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Yeah.
Tell it all.
If I had 10,000 tongues, still won't be enough, Jesus.
When you hear completely.
What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me.
done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still would be
What shall I render to Jehovah? He have done so much. What shall I render to Jehovah? He have done so very much for me. I mean, I just want you to look back now and see. What shall you render to Jehovah because he have done so much for you? Count whatever that you have done, you will see. Just count. Just look back and see. You will see that if it couldn't be him, you couldn't have achieved whatever that you have achieved. I have a testimony that I can share with you with lots of things that the Lord have done for me. If it couldn't be God, I couldn't have achieved whatever that I have achieved. Now you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. The time is exactly 18:41 CAT Central Time, which is 6:42 PM CAT Central Time. What a beautiful Thursday. I just want to say this way to you, that wherever that you are listening us from, we want to say this, that we love you and we appreciate your listening. We appreciate your support. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to restore your hearts and soul of the people. Now you can interact with me tonight in the studio on the following number: 03-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number that you can use, or you can call 073-269-2731 if you are local South Africa. If you're international, you start with +270083 or 0073, depending which number you dial. If you dial 73, you said +270073. If you dial 83, you said +270083. Or you can send us email at, you say, radio@bythegrace.org, radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can say Skype. On Skype, you say BTGM Radio when you are on Skype. Or you can go to Facebook, and on Facebook, you just search By the Grace Radio. Then you can interact with us there. What you can do is either you can WhatsApp us. I mean, you can messenger us there on Facebook. Or you can come to our website. You just say www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you just click chat to us. It says speak to us online. It's on the right hand side of the screen. You click there and then you chat to us tonight. We're reading in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 11, verse number 10. As I told you that we are going to speak about the stress. That's what we'll speak about. As I posted on my Facebook, I said we'll speak about what causes stress, how to avoid the stress, ne? How to avoid the stress. And I said that what will you do if this, we say, if we say that a person is having a stress, how will the person avoid it if it is avoidable? That's what you're talking about. How will a person avoid the stress? What causes the stress? How can a person avoid it if it's avoidable? That's what we'll be learning, we'll be talking about. We will know if is the stress available. Is the stress avoidable? Is a stress, how is the stress come? How will a person have a stress? When they say, I have a stress, what do they see that I have a stress? What actually causes it? How to move out of that stress? How to move out of that stress? That is what we will be talking about tonight on our show. What a beautiful Thursday. Because normally people, when they say, they call Thursday, they say it's a woman's day. Because the reason being why they say that that's where women, even the granny, they go and meet and pray. They call it's the day for women for prayer. Now I know that you may be coming from work, you may be going to work, you may be going to work, you may be going wherever that you're going. If you are on the road driving, let me just remind you that relax. Don't rush. You will reach where you're going. Relax. You will reach where you are going. Just relax. Just relax. You will reach where you're going. You will reach where you're going. It's just a matter of time until you reach where you're going. It's just a matter of time until you reach where you're going. Right. Now, what we are going to do, as I explained to you, that we're talking about what is stress, what causes the stress, how can a person avoid stress if it is avoidable. If it is avoidable. I'm not sure. Some they said it's avoidable. Some they said you can't avoid. Now, I don't know. But as we continue, we will learn. And we will understand what is happening. We will understand what we're gonna learn. And I believe that Heavenly Father will be able to help us. He will be able to guide us as we continue with this show that is called Time to Meditate with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mama Bolo. Let's go. Let's just read Ecclesiastes chapter number 11, verse number 10. All right, I think I want to read it before I want to read it in the Net Bible. Net Bible. That's what I'm gonna read with. I'm gonna read with the Net Bible. And I believe that God will help you, and it will be awesome. It will be awesome. Now let's just do this. Let's just say, let's read. I tell you that we will read in the Net Bible before. We'll start reading with the Net Bible so that you can understand. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11, verse number 10. It reads as follows. It says, you can start from verse 1 if you want, but I'm going to start from number 10. It said, banish emotion stress from your mind and put away pain from your body. For youth and the prime of life are fleeting. Let me repeat what it said. It said, banish emotional stress from your mind and put away pain from your body. For youth and the prime of life are fleeting. That's what it talks about. That's what it talks about. It's saying banish emotional stress from your mind and put away pain from your body. For youth and the prime of life are fleeting. That is what it talks about. That banish emotional stress. Now, in other words, you need to remove that emotional stress from your mind. But you can't remove that emotional stress on your own. Because some people you can, if you have what we call, if it's not yet developed too much. Because I think they said there's minor and the severe, and so on and so on. It's saying, banish emotional stress from your mind, and put away pain from your body. For youth and the prime of life are fretting. That is what it says. That is what it says. It is saying that you need to remove that emotional stress from your mind. You need to remove that emotional stress from your mind. That psychological action of banishing unnecessary emotional stress from one's mind. Alright, let me just read this. It said, the verb remove normally depletes a concrete action of removing a physical object from someone's presence. Here it is used figuratively of the emotional. In other words, when it says banish, meaning you remove emotional stress. You remove that stress in your mind. Now, listen, it said, the root vacation has a broad range of meaning, anger. Now, anger also is part of a stress. When we became angry, when you became angry, it's another cause of a stress. Because you can't just be angry because for nothing. There's a reason why you end up being angry. There's a reason why you end up being like being angry like that. Because many people, like I had another thing which it touched my heart, it touched my soul, that there was a man who killed seven people. When you try to understand, and when you try to follow it, you understand that the person had what we call a stress, and he had anger. The reason why you see a wife kill a husband, or husband kill a wife, after that he kill himself, and so on and so on, is because of this stress, is because of anger. Anger is a problem. It causes a stress. Alright? Let me repeat where I just read, so you'll understand. It's saying, banish emotional stress from your mind and put away pain from your body. For youth and the prime of life are fretting. In other words, it's banish meaning you remove emotional stress. And I want to explain to you what is actually the stress. Because the stress, when somebody is having an anger, when you are angry, you can do many things. Some people, when they are angry, they can even kill someone. They can even kill themselves. Because sometimes, let's say to those who are in relationship, you find out that you are in love with this person. And as you continue in love with that person decided to break your heart. Then you're going to have anger. Then after that anger, the stress started to come now. You're starting having the stress. You're starting thinking too much that I was loving this person. I put all my life or all my love to him. I gave him the whole heart. Now he's doing this. Why did he do this? What was the reason why he have done that? I mean, those are the things which it does. Because it starts by having anger. Now when the anger start, and it is continuing to start to develop, it starts to cause what we call a stress. It started causing what we call a stress. And when it does that, it started to be a problem. And you end up killing somebody who did not do any fault. How many people you know, they have killed their wife. After killing the wife, the person kills the children. Now, the children, they did not know. They were not involved into that fight. They did not know, and they are not, they are punished of something that they don't know because of the stress, because of anger. All right, let's continue. Let's just continue. Then it's saying, all right, before that, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 25. If, when you have had children and children and have been living a long time in the land, you are turned to evil way and make an image of any sort and do evil in the eyes of the Lord, God moving him to waste. Okay. Now, when you have anger, you know, anger, it causes a stress. We can say anger. That's why the Bible said that you must not be angry until the evening. Because what happening is, if you are angry, if you are angry until the evening, you're going to think a lot of things. Like, that is why many people, they say, when you are into that stage, you must get somebody that you can talk to. You know, last month, I was disturbed from my heart when I heard that there was this pastor who just decided to kill himself. He went and hanged himself. Now, I think he had a lot of depression. He had a anger. He developed a stress maybe from the family. He developed the stress from the congregation. He developed the stress from the people that he worked with. He developed the stress from the wife. All right. Okay. Now, let's go to again Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse number 18. It says, "And I went down on my face before the Lord, as at the first, for 40 days and 40 nights, without taking food or drinking water, because of all your sins, in doing evil in the eyes of the Lord and moving him to waste." In other words, remember it said that remove that emotional stress from your mind. Now here we are reading that when Moses prayed, Moses was praying, he prayed for the Israelites so that God can remove the sins that they have done, so that God can forgive them the sins that they have done. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 21. It says, "They have given my honor to that which is not God, moving me to waste with their false worship. I will give their honor to those who are not a people, moving them waste by a foolish nation." Alright, so now, we come to, again, 2 Kings 23:26. "But still, the heat of the Lord's word was not turned back from Judah, because of all Manasseh has done in moving him to waste." In other words, what I want to say is, it just tells us that when the Bible says that banish emotion stress from our mind, you know, when you have a stress, whatever that you do, it's tough. Whatever that you're trying to do, it become difficult. Whatever that you're trying to touch or do, it becomes a problem. Because that is why the Bible say, it said that remove that emotional stress from our mind. Remove that emotional stress from our hearts. You know, people, they do things because they had too much stress, and after that stress they decide to do things. Because now there are things which causes the stress. There are things which may cause the stress. I want to show you. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 1. I will show you that sometimes the friends that you live with, they will even do that. They will even bring the stress. They will even, because they will tell you lots of things that they will tell you lots of things, and they will put a pressure on you. There are those people in life that they will put a pressure on you, and you end up being doing something that you did not want to do because of some people, because of what people are saying to you. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say you just completed your degree, or you just completed your doctorate, or you just completed your diploma, or you just completed your master's, and as you finish, you find that you got the work in one of the companies. As you start working, you find that it's your first month of working. When you start working, people, they say to you that now you are working, but why don't you buy a car? How many people that you know, they have done things because that person to do it? How many people that you know that they have done that because somebody has told them to do it? Alright, let's remember we read in the NET. Now, I want us to read in another a vision or another translation so that you can understand where we're going, so that it can make sense to you as we are continuing. Because we read that in New English Translation, which is NET. We read that in New English Translation. Okay? Now, we're going to read in English Revised Version. We read in New English Translation. That's one that is saying that banish. Let me repeat. That's one that is saying that banish emotion stress from your mind. That is New English Translation. Banish emotional stress from your mind and put away pain from your body. For youth and the prime of life are fretting. That's what it say. That you need to, you know, youth, young people, because of the stress, they die early. Sometimes, as I told you, that the stress will caused by the girlfriend that you're having. You find that the girlfriend decide to dump you, telling you that I no longer love you. And because maybe you gave him whole of your heart, in other words, you gave him the whole of your heart, and it started to become a problem. It started to become a problem. So it started to become what? A problem. Because of what has done. There are a lot of people who are lots of stress now. They are stressed to such extent that they, some of them, they want to kill themselves because of a girlfriend, because of the problem that the person is having. Because sometimes we end up being entering into debt. Ne? We end up being entering into debt. You enter into debt, and those debt now becomes a problem. You enter into debt, and as you continue, the bank started to calling you and saying, we need our money, we need so and so. Now the stress started to take place. The stress started to take place. Alright, let's read in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse number 10. We're going to read in English, Revived Vision. Remember, we read in English, in New English Translation. That's what we read. Now we're going to read in English, Revived Vision. It said, don't let your anger control you, and don't let your body lead you to sin. People do foolish things in the dawn of life while they are young. That's what it says. Don't let your anger control you. Don't let the stress control you. Don't let the stress control you. Alright. Let's just continue with this talk. And then when we come back, we'll continue. But it's better, let me just play the song that saying, you are able. Jesus is able. Okay, we will start by the one that is playing. It's saying, he's able. Then when after that, we'll play another one and we continue. You're just listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people.
Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for, according to the power that works within you.
give up on God, He is able. He is able to change your situation. He is able to remove that stress in your heart. He is able to remove that heavy burden that you have. Now, before we read that Ecclesiastes 11:10, let's just quickly go to Matthew. I want to show you verse number 11, verse number 28. It read as follows. Because the reason why this song is just say, don't give up on God because He is able. Don't give up on God because He's able. Now, let me just read before we go to our Ecclesiastes 11:10. Let's see. Now, let's read in the message. It reads as follows. Are you tired, worn out, bent out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you will recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fighting on you. Keep company with me and you will learn to live freely and lightly. So, what I'm saying is, remember where we read, it tells us that banish emotional stress into our hearts. Meaning, remove the emotional stress into our hearts. Remove the emotional stress into our soul. You know, each and every day there are people who are carrying a heavy burden. They feel like, you know, when the person wake up in the morning, he think that if I could not even wake up because of the current stress that he facing now. Jesus was calling everybody about those who are tired, worn out, bent out on religion. Come to me, get away with me, and recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Now, in other words, you allow God to enter in your heart. When He enter, what He's going to do, He's going to remove that stress right there in your heart. He's going to remove stress right there in your spirit. He said that if you are tired of that stress, come to me. I will give you my yoke that is not heavy. You know, people, they are carrying a heavy, it's too heavy for them. They are carrying a heavy job and they don't know who can help them. Now, that is why they have a stress. Many people every day, they kill themselves. Many people, they do things because of this stress that we are talking about. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. You can interact with us tonight in the studio on +27832894658. That's our WhatsApp number. You can use that number to SMS us. You can use that number as well to call us. And you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. You can say radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can even go to Skype. You say BTGM Radio. And then you chat to us. Or you can just go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you chat to us. We are online as we're talking about stress. He's saying that those who are tired, those who are worn out, come to me. I will give you rest. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. He's able. He's going to do it. He's able. Whatever that He promised, He will do. It may take long. It may look like it's not going to happen. But believe in me, it will happen. It may look like you don't see anything. But believe in me, it will happen. Because He is able. He is able. He is able. Just sing it. He is able. He is able. He is able. Makarabasikrabas is able, he will do it. Doesn't matter, it may look like it's gonna take time, but let me tell you, he is able. Now let's go back to our Ecclesians 11 verse number 10. I told you which New English translation, it's saying that he will remove the emotional stress in our mind. That should be your prayer, that you should pray that, Lord, remove this emotional stress, remove this anger that is always troubling me. Remove this anger. Every time this anger, it's a problem. When I'm trying to enjoy, the anger comes. When I'm trying to do this, the anger comes. Listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Don't give up on God. He is able. He is able to change your situation. Whatever that he said, he will do it. It may look like it may take time, but let me tell you, he's able.
Time to meditate. John Mabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus.
What can't you do, Jesus? Somebody said, name above every other name.
You are able. Yes. He is able. He is able to remove that heavy burden. He is able to remove that stress that is tormenting your mind. That is stress that is disturbing you. I know that now people are writing exam. Now, because of that stress, you could not even write exam very well because of whatever that that lady has done for you, because you were in love with that lady, you were in love with that person. Now somehow the person decided to tell you that I no longer love you. Now you started to have a stress, or maybe as I speak now you are a husband to the wife. Now it happened that you are retrenched from work. And it seems that your wife, she's no longer supporting you. She's telling you many things. Now you are having that stress. You feel that the option is just to kill yourself. But let me just tell you, let me just say this way to you that don't worry. There's still hope for you. God is able to change every situation. I mean, I know that it is very painful to find out that you are. It is very, very, very painful, and you realize that you tried everything. You're trying to reconcile with your wife. You found out, okay, you are the one who did a mistake to your wife. Maybe you have cheated to your wife. Now your wife, now she's no longer taking you serious, and now it developed a stress. But I want to tell you that allow God to remove that stress. Allow God to intervene and take control. I know it's not easy. Believe in me, it's not easy. It's not easy, I know, because you love that person, but now because of what happened, now you feel like, you know, you're asking your many questions, but why? You're saying it's better you die, but I want to tell you that just allow God to intervene. Just allow God to enter into that situation. That is why when we just read, it tells us that banish emotional stress from your mind. Now it tells you that you should remove that emotional stress from your mind. you should remove that emotional stress from mind. Okay, let's read with another one. We read it in New English Translation, which is NET. Now we're going to read in a good God's way. He said, get rid of what trouble you or wear down your body, because childhood and youth are pointless. Alright. Now, you know, when you grow, you start to realize, you start to see the real things of what we call of life. You know, someday I had a conversation with someone, and he said to me that, you know, I feel like if I was young, like I was not grown up, I was like as a child. Because being a child, whatever that I want, I get. But now as I'm grown up, whatever that I need, if I want something, I must make sure that I work or I do something. Now, that's why here on a good God's word, it tells us that get rid of everything that is troubling you, because youth and the prime, like now, get rid of what is troubling you. Get rid of what is troubling you. Because childhood and youth are pointless. In the other way, being a child, when you are a child, you don't have trouble. I mean, you don't have trouble because your parents, they're able to do whatever that you request. But when you're grown up, now whatever that you need, you must make sure that nobody's gonna just give you. We read in good God's word. Now listen to good news. He said, don't let anything worry you causes you pain. You aren't going to be young very long. In other words, don't let anything worrying you causes you pain. I know that as I speak now, you are worrying too much, but don't allow that to cause you pain. Don't allow that to trouble you, because when you allow it, it's gonna cause what we call that stress. It will cause depression, and now depression, when it happened, you're gonna end up being killing yourself. That's why I'm saying, that's where we read in the book of Matthew, it said those who are heavily, like who are tired, they must just come to me, I will give them rest, the rest that will last. Now you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate, whatever that it takes for a soul. The time is exactly 7:33 CAT Central Time. CAT Central African Time. The song is just saying, consuming fire, we worship you. Consuming fire, we worship you. Now, don't allow that pain, don't allow that sorrow to disturb you. Ne? Remove that sorrow into your heart. Allow God to intervene. Allow God to remove it in your heart. Don't let anything worry you or cause you pain. Don't let anything worrying you to cause you pain. You aren't going to be young very long. Okay. Alright. Let's just read with good news. I mean, the promise. The promise it read as follows. It read as follows. The promise. It's saying, rid yourself of all worries and pain, because the wonderful moment of youth quickly disappears. Now, listen to Amplify. It said, therefore, remove the lust that end in sorrow and variation from your heart and mind, and put away evil from your body. For youth and the dawn of life are vanity, transitory, empty, and devoid of truth. Now, to support that, you can go to 2 Corinthians 7, where I said, with promise like this, to pull us on, dear friend, let's make a clean break with everything that defines or distracts us, both within and without. Let's make our entire life fit and holy temple for worship God. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22. Run away from infirmity in ignorance. Run after maturity, faith, love, peace, those who are in honest and serious prayer before God. Okay. Let's just say the song that saying, okay, let's just say, you have fathered me, take me. Okay, let's just play the song saying, the way you fathered me. Then we'll be back and we continue. Enjoy.
Oh, me to be like you. You touch my ears so I can hear your word. You making me to be like you. You touch my mind so I can know you better. You making me to be like you. Father, I love you. I do. Jesus, I love you. Sweet, I do. Father, I love you. I do. Jesus, I love you. Anybody love the Lord, say
without you by Elijah Oyelende. Now, what I'm saying here is, don't allow the stress, don't allow anger to control you, because when you allow the stress to control you, when you allow anger to control you, you will end up doing things that tomorrow you will regret, things that will make you to be in a prison. How many people that you know, even their friends, they are now in a prison because of whatever that they have done. They are in a prison because of the things that they have done. They have done a lot of things, and those things, it have made them to be in a prison. They were not supposed to be there, but because of whatever that they have done, because of the anger, because of they did not control the anger, and they are now in a prison. They are now in a prison. Now, I just want to say to you that don't allow anger to make you do things that at the end of the day you will regret. Don't. Now, let's just read Ephesians chapter 12, verse number 1. It says, remember your Creator while you are young, before the bedtimes come, before the year comes when you will say, I have wasted my life. I have wasted my life. Don't let anger, let me repeat, don't let anger cost you to do things that you will regret in future. There are people that they are now in a prison. Some they are because of anger. Utula motu a shapa msaadi, a mulaya, a muira, because of anger. Anger is something that is very, very, very dangerous. Anger is something that causes lots of problem. Now that is why the Bible says, remove that emotional stress. I think there are lots of stress. There is emotional. I think if God allows, not tomorrow, but maybe Monday or Tuesday, I must get the psychologist. If God allows, I must get a psychologist who's gonna help us again into this, because this topic is broad. Now I wanna say to you, don't allow anger to destroy your life. Don't allow anger to do things which at the end of the day you're gonna regret. Don't allow anger to do that. Because I know lots of people that anger has caused a problem into their life. They have done things which they were not supposed to do because of anger. But I pray that may God remove that anger. And I pray now that may God help you. May God remove that anger, because it's a problem. I mean, you have done things that when you look back now, you can't, how can I say, you asking yourself, but why did that happen? Why did that happen? Now, I want to play this song. You can say, God, take me to a place that I should be. You are my shield. The secret place, that's where you should take me, a place, take me to a place where I will be safe. In other words, he was praying, saying, Lord, remove the stress that is tormenting me. You're listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. The time is exactly 7:54, which is 6 minutes to 8. What we're going to do is by 8 o'clock, we will sign off. It's been a wonderful show. What we will do is we will continue tomorrow. I just want to say this word, that don't allow the stress to anger to control you. Don't allow anger to control you, because you will end up being doing things which you will regret in future. You will end up being doing things that when you look back, you're going to say, but why did this happen? So I don't want, that's why I'm saying, I pray that may God give you strength. May God help you. So that you may not, the anger must not take position. So that's why I'm saying, we're praying that may God help you, so that this anger may not control you. Because there are a lot of people that I know, they are in a bad things because of anger. Now, in other words, anger has controlled them. They did things which they were not supposed to do. Now, they regret. Now, they said, but why did I do that? So, don't allow anger to cause you to do something that you're gonna regret tomorrow. So, what I wanna say to you is you need to live this life as if like there's no gonna be tomorrow. But what I'm trying to say is there are a lot of people who have done things because of the something that they got from the people that you live with. Because sometimes people they will tell you to do something that end of the day you will regret. Now, if now your wife left you or your wife want to leave you, it's fine. Don't fight. Don't kill yourself. Don't do something that you're gonna be regret tomorrow. Don't do something that tomorrow you're gonna say, but why did I do that? That's why I'm saying that don't do something that you're gonna regret tomorrow. Now I'm signing off. It's been a wonderful show. Just enjoy the song, just saying, when I remember what the Lord have done, I will never go back. I'm saying, cheese, we'll meet tomorrow. Good night. Stay blessed. I love you. We love you. Cheese. Sure. I'm
Jai 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 Jai